What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Well, it's finally here. The highly anticipated limited edition Smart Wool and Grateful Dead collection has finally dropped exclusively at smartwool.com.
You may know Smart Wool as the go-to brand for all things merino wool, from socks to base layers. Smart Wool has been keeping people comfortable outside for decades with some of the softest and ethically sourced merino wool out there.
Well, Smart Wool's limited edition collection and collaboration with the Grateful Dead is back by popular demand right in time for the holidays.
From t-shirts and hoodies to beanies and socks, now you can have the next level comfort of Smart Wool with all your favorite iconic Grateful Dead designs. Shop the drop exclusively at smartwool.com and get it before it's gone for good. Gone for good. That's Smart Wool, SMARTWOOL.com. How did you get to meet those guys the first time?
I still have the sponsor, my eyewear sponsor, my old team manager, the marketing guy there, went to Smart Wool. And so when he moved to Smart Wool, he called me up. He's like, hey, I'm at this company and now we should keep collaborating. I was like, absolutely. So that was pretty seamless and easy just because I had already had such a long relationship with him. And then I got to meet more people at the brand and realized how authentic and rad all the people were that were working there.
Nice.
Your whole life is kind of like a flow state.
Totally, you just gotta go with flow at all times.
Yes, I am sporting just for the fans. This is...
That's...
Look at that.
Yeah.
Modeling the new... the new fall 22s.
I had to get it for my Iceland trip that's coming up in about exactly a month. And
amazing.
So when we got the email about this, I was like, yes, give me this, please.
Send it. Yeah, I mean, the underlayers, like I said, that's crucial. You're going to be psyched on that. They have all the different gram, like the weight of the wool too. So you can have a super lightweight one, or it looks like that might be a little thicker one, which is nice. Keep you nice and warm in Iceland.
I'm actually going to call you and get a little tutorial on layering because I'm a South Florida dude. I do not like the cold, but I'm doing all these ballads. You know, a lot of them are really sad, and it's going to be almost no daylight, I heard, and the Aurora Borealis is going to be going nuts. So that, I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, I'll take the cold for that.
I would say my art is the same as my skiing. Just since I could walk, I was starting doing those three things and every piece of homework. I don't know if in this day and age I would have been diagnosed with ADD or something, but I had a hard time focusing. So I was very artistic and would always draw on every piece of paper. And then
that's a superpower.
Yeah,
I know. We figured that out on here and talking to Peter Shapiro. It is good for a lot of things. I mean, your life, our lives, I would say all of our lives were probably be considered ADD. Like my daughter says, I'm trying to figure out what I want to be when I grow up. And she's only four, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, she was like, I want to be a hairstylist and a doctor and a gummy bear. But, but I told her, I said, you don't have to be just one thing. Like, you know, I just think like, you know, Da Vinci wasn't just one thing.
No. Nope. Right.
Was it say he had a problem here, too ADD, focus on one thing, Leonardo. Like, you know.
Well, it's like we had Chris, we had this amazing therapist who's the founder of a theory called internal family systems. And basically it's, we have multiple selves within us. We have the self with a capital S that's like our essence. Right. And then we have these, you know, folks that kind of had to like put up a guard and protect us and keep us alive and keep us surviving when we were kids. And a lot of them don't know that they could punch out now and we're older and whatever. They still think we're 12. But it's this idea of like, how could anybody think that we are one person all the time? Like, yeah. There's so many, when you're like a father and your child is having, you know, a catastrophic kidney issue, you're a different person than when you're painting, or you're a different person when you're surfing, or when you're playing, like, you know, and we tap into these different resources because we need them at the time, you know? Yeah. And that ADD thing, like, I think it's amazing that like you're embarking on these like incredible projects and different avenues, but it all comes from that same place of like doing what you need to do to be in that flow state. That's the most important thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, it's insane just to see what society, now that I have kids of my own and just the school system, there's so much that seems to be broken, really. And, I mean, Odile, we have sounds like a similar age kid. It's they're ping ponging off the walls. Like, I'm into this, I'm into that, I'm into this. And you just
pulled them out of like of regular school. They were in this really expensive private school, which is a great school. Love it. But my son just was like, he would come home and go, I'm so bored. They just make me sit in one spot. And he started out at Montessori school.
Okay.
Where it's just a and I said to my wife, I was like, it's not a matter of it's not a good school. It's just a different philosophy. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is our kid. Like, Nigel.
Yeah. Totally.
He's like, I look at you and I'm like, that's going to be my kid. Yeah. Nigel's going to be like you. Just art, just out, just jumping off mountains out of helicopters and out, you know. So I was like, we got to put him in an environment that gets that. And now he comes home every house. School was great. He's like, we're on the way to school. He's happy. Yeah. He's not once said he's bored.
Awesome.
It's just like, so I think our society is starting to get hip. I think the pandemic helped it. Because a lot of people are like, hey, wait a minute. My time is, you know, like kind of everything.
Absolutely.
I mean, geez, what am I doing with it? I hate this. Yeah. And a lot of it, I think when people, like you said, get back to nature, it just like recalibrates you somehow. I think music does it too. There's a lot of things, but nothing does it like nature. When Nigel's just too much in the video games and stuff, and I just will have a war and I'll just force him outside. And then once we're outside and the wind gets in his hair and he just like, boom, he's just back.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, man.
It's incredible. I mean, skiing and snowboarding in particular, it's blank canvas. I'm staring at a white mountain with nothing telling me where to go, what to do. And you get to paint your own lines down nature, you know, it's pretty special. So it's like, it is an art form. And
oh yeah,
the offers here, let's get Nigel up here. Teach him how to shred. It's pretty
dream, you know? I'm giving him parkour lessons right now so that he can, cause he loves to jump off stuff and he's starting to do flips.
Wow.
Really? And I think he's going to break. Oh, he's going to break something. He's going to die if we don't get him in parkour class. But he's a South Florida kid. So he's like in the restaurant going, I'm cold. And I'm like, yeah, but if you want to go skiing, you have no idea how cold. This is not even cold.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But I think he would be great at it, man. The snowboarding thing, I think he would. The ocean is a little bit much for him right now. And I'm not, I didn't grow up surfing. Yeah. So I can't really teach him, you know, like your buddy that can read the waves with his feet in the frigging dark. Like, you know, but I feel like he would feel like he has a little more control if it was snowboarding. So. Yeah, we'll have to do that.
And the snowboarding, you can, like, repetition, you know, just like skateboarding, just like anything. You can try the same thing over and over, whereas surfing, the wave comes and it goes, and then you're on to the next wave. You're like, oh my gosh, every wave is entirely different.
So, totally different. Yeah, it's true.
Did the art come naturally, or did it take practice?
I mean, just like anything, I've put in some serious time, but it was always self-expression. My art is just colors and composition, emotions through colors and compositions, really.
Yeah. So
I used to be more of a perfectionist, I would say. And I mean, I would venture to say any professional athlete has some bit of that, because you're just like so devoted to mastering this one craft. And I pretty young started to realize I was passionate about all these things. So I devoted that same energy to rock climbing. I devoted it to surfing. I devoted it to my artwork. And as you get more and more masterful, for lack of a better word, I don't think I'm a master at any of these really,
but
as you start to perfect it, then you got to work backwards and break it down and, you know, looser lines and trying to like not be as perfect, you know, like Jerry is a perfect example. I'm more or less throwing paint at the canvas and just trying to disconnect from what my expectation is of what it is and just go off of that emotion and feeling. So the art has been a process and it will continue to be a journey. I feel like I'm only just getting started really, because I was put in more of a box because there were so many products I was doing, you know. It was, how would this look on a pair of socks, or how would this look on a on a garment, or whatever it is. And that, and then over the years I'm like, screw that, I'm just gonna paint, and then we can put it onto those pieces of, you know, products after the fact. And so that's kind of when I freed open my mind and really was able to dive into the process a bit more.
It's funny because it's kind of a metaphor for just life. I feel like, or I feel like gardening, it comes up, and working on any kind of art form or anything, working on, you know, it's just like you realize, okay, it's just this long process of repetition, refining. Okay, now I got to reverse. Let's not try to be so perfect about it. Let's, you know, it's just like, and raising kids, boy, it's really brought that. It's made me see the art of doing that.
Yeah.
And how not good at it I am, but you know, I've only got 7 years in doing it. It's like you need that 10,000 hours. It's like, ooh, now I'm good at it, and you're grown. Sorry.
Yeah, not that much. Totally.
And well, our fourth kid's going to be lucky, right?
Yeah, that is the truth.
You've seen with your kids too. I mean, you're just constantly exposing all your flaws as a human, but you're learning about yourself constantly. You're like, whoa, I thought I was a patient person, but this is really testing me. And then when you show them these things, like you said with Nigel, the things that they really gravitate towards, like I have an open door policy in here for my kids. I mean, I can show you my floor even. I'm throwing paint around everywhere and I let them come in, and there's my son's little, he has his own canvas over there.
Nice, dude. That's great.
Constantly just making a mess and expressing himself, and you don't want to put them into a box, you know? So
embracing making a mess is the most important thing. That's it. Make
dude,
a mess.
That's the
Now's the time to make a mess
for me. Oh my God. Yeah.
Good for you.
Cause I'm that
dude.
Virgo, you know, got all my shirts folded, you know, just like, but I,
make
that,
a mess.
That was a serious lesson. A good one. Totally. I learned it the hard way too, because Nigel was so into his thing. He loves to get dirty. Mm-hmm. And I hate that, you know? Yeah, totally. And finally I was just like, he was in the video game. I whispered in his ear, if you'll put that down, you can get as dirty as you want. He went like this. He just slammed the laptop shut. He ran outside and dug a hole so big he could get it, and covered himself in dirt. Just like, and I was like, nature, right?
Nothing feels better.
Yeah, I think they call that earthing, you know, walking around barefoot and really digging yourself into the soil. It's
earthing.
It's powerful.
I like that.
I'm pretty sure. Don't quote me on that, but I want to say that.
No, we could do it. It's a thing now. We just did it.
Right. Do you get to the point where when you're in the city where you're like, I've had enough, I got to get the hell out of here?
The moment I drive into the city. There's definitely an energy and the chaos and all of that, like comes in as an artist is pretty powerful too. You feel it. But
yeah,
I think, I mean, for sounding a little too hippie here, but it's like all of the different thoughts and energy of every different people or person that's in the city. It's just a clash of so yeah. much. There's, you know, just fast paced. And I grew up so slow paced. So I'm just like barely in my city here has 7,000 people and my whole street is basically empty of second homeowners, you know? So
yeah,
there's a bobcat that walks through the backyard. There's a bear that comes every night before the winter to kind of stock up on trash and whatever else you can get into, you know? So it's just a different lifestyle that I grew up in. And when I get out of this, I feel it. I'm just like, holy crap, what am I doing here? This is a little too stressful. So
yeah, just two weeks is my limit. It always reminds me of the science fiction movies you see where like the person is psychic or like maybe suddenly becomes psychic. And then they're like, they have to learn to shut out because in a crowd, you can hear everybody's thoughts.
Yeah.
Like imagine hearing everybody talking and everybody thinking and it drives them crazy. And they're like, we have to teach you to like block out, you know, and I can't do it, man. I'm not psychic like that, but that's how I feel in New York.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, I gotta go, you know.
I was going to say, Odile, when you're playing to such a massive crowd, because everyone is connected on the same wavelength, do you feel that energy?
It's totally different in a crowd because we're all entrained.
Yeah.
So we all, you know, we all came there for a specific purpose. We're all in that mindset. Most people have probably dosed, but whether or not they have or not, like I could feel it whether I do or not. Mm-hmm. And then when we all get synced up, that's to me, that's completely different.
Yeah.
It's almost a polar opposite. Almost. It's still a bit much because my body feels I get just stage fright, nervous. All the energy just makes me, you know, it gives me a fairly high level of anxiety. But
like it when I watch you perform.
Well, when we're all synced up at that point, now nature's taken over.